So obviously, Ian, we've got the World Grand Prix starting next week, but first of all, we've got another Players' Championship round in Ireland. Is it important that you concentrate on that first and get that one out of the way before you look at the major?
Well, definitely. The first pro tour is, you know, gets you up them rankings as well. So, you know, it's, you go out there and play well, you know, and then hopefully you go into the form on Monday night against Michael, and then you know, hopefully we can push forward and get through a few rounds, and you know, obviously try and win it.
Does it help having the pro tour so close? It gives you, you know, a couple of days preparation against the game's top players.
It does with us. I know a few players don't enter if they're playing on the Monday night. They'll not turn up on the Sunday. But at the end of the day, if you have a good day and you're positive, and you can do quite well in it, and then it takes you through to Monday, and you know, that's what we normally do. We just play darts for a living, so why not?
Obviously, with the Grand Prix, a doubles in format, does that affect your preparations at all?
No, it doesn't affect nothing. It's just, you know, we usually hit one double to win a game. Now we've got to hit two, you know. It's just a different format, and you know, everyone goes up there to play that format, so it's good. Played quite well last year. Lost against Chizzy, and we've had a good run to the final. But hopefully, if you get that double off straight away, which is good preparation then to win that leg. It's only a short format in the first round, so you need to start straight away.
Do you like playing set play as well? Because obviously, you know, legs or match play is a totally different kettle of fish, really. Do you enjoy the, you know, switching to play sets?
Well, I prefer a straight race opposed to 9 or 10 or whatever, but I had a good world championship, so I wouldn't knock sets. So if I can carry on, you know, the way I did in the world championships next year, I'll take that again.
Got Michael Mansell first up. I doubt you're expecting a tremendously warm home crowd towards you.
I don't think I've got everyone on my side, I think. No, that's part of the draw, isn't it? If you get a local lad, an Irish lad, then yeah, you're going to have a few thousand against you. But hopefully we can just concentrate on the game, get off, and, you know, hopefully get them on your side towards the end. You know, I've got a lot of friends over there in Ireland, so hopefully they'll be shown for me as well.
It's a busy few months ahead. Is this as well perhaps the real start of it? I know that you've had plenty of European Tour events recently as well as Players' Championship rounds, but is this, you know, this is where you need to get the momentum building to keep you going towards the end of the year in the World Championships?
Yeah, this is what sorts out your rankings now towards the end of the year. You know, these are your major tournaments now, so you know you want to do well in these. And if you look at it, coming up to the World Championships, these are all big warm-ups. This World Championship, getting on TV, getting your face on there and that, so you do quite well. You can get to your last eights and last fours, you know, at least, then you know, you're going to get a lot of recognition for it. So, but it's like, if you look at it towards the end of the year, these are like big warm-ups now, because we all want to be the world champion. That's the main thing of the year, you know, but these are all good ones to take in the meantime.
From a personal perspective as well, it's been a very good first 9 months. I get 12 months in a year. It's been a good 9 months, hasn't it, for you so far in 2014. Is now the opportunity as well to put the icing on the cake and make sure that those 9 months don't go to waste?
Yeah, exactly. You fall at the last hurdle, all of a sudden you're stuck where you are and you're going against the tide for next year. So, you know, you do need to, you know, start kicking in now and hopefully move up away from number 16 spot, which gives you Michael Van Gerwen second round, and try and get not an easier draw, but you know, one that you probably got more of a chance than, you know, get round about number 10, number 11, you know, hopefully that'll look good for them for the World Championships.